Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection. I'm your host, Robert White. Them away, I shouted as the mothers scolded their children. There's no more room. The inn had never been this full. Guest area spilled over with wives, children too young, and men too infirm to join husbands, brothers, sons, who gathered in prayer or were off to find work. By nightfall, even the roof would be packed. Curse Caesar Augustus, I hissed, recalling the census decree, ordering everyone back to their ancestral home. As families moved back to Bethlehem, every cubit of space I had became occupied, often with more than one body. Fatigue mixed with frustration, as I tried to figure out where to put the new arrivals. It was easier collecting taxes than turning people away, I thought. You know, as a young man, I was told tax collecting was the way to get rich. All I had to do was collect and submit what the Romans wanted. Any denarii or shekels I added to the bill were mine to keep. No one told me I'd be shunned, treated as a leper, even by my own family. Eventually, I returned to my hometown of Bethlehem with nearly enough money set aside to buy respectability. We can't turn them away. Have you even looked at the woman? It's almost her time. My wife's quiet pleading snapped me back to the present. I'd seen the couple. I saw the young woman's condition. I mentally counted the paying guests. Even if I moved one of the younger families to the already crowded roof, there still wouldn't be room in the inn. We have to do something. My objection echoed off my wife's back as she strode outside. She told the couple to sit on the bench by the door. They thanked her as water was ladled into wooden goblets.
Our creeds, bellies swollen with your seed, we are waiting. Hardened shards of broken bread, small consolations in your stead, soured wine and tonic for the pain. Dutifully we take our fill, still we long to see your face again. Keening for the dawn as such, stirs the memory of your touch, we are waiting. We are waiting. Shriveling as we all increase, we are waiting. Wearied eyes take in the sights, smarting under tinseled lights, we are waiting. Break the too familiar word, hearing strains we've never heard, a double edge that pierces through the pain. And all that we shall see fulfilled, the dawning day we see your face again. Dawn is such, stirs the memory of your touch. We are waiting. We are waiting.
I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM. I felt as helpless as one of the newborn lambs being cared for by the shepherds dotting the surrounding hillside. At the thought of the shepherds, I recalled a childhood friend who had been taken his place amongst those outcasts, because my inn had originally been his. I burned at the memory of his father's ruthlessness, which had driven my father out of business and my family out of Bethlehem. Anger now added to my roiling emotions. I decided a walk would clear my mind. Each step reminded me of how the shekels, denarii, and drachma I added to my savings moved me closer to driving my childhood rival out of business. Each year I added to his tax burden, making it increasingly difficult for him to run the inn. And in the end, it was a tragedy. Accidental, I'm sure, involving one of his guests that forced him to sell. And in my purchase, I showed him the same pity his father had shown mine. None. His family ended up with a hovel and he with the shepherds. "This is where you've run off to," said my wife. I looked around and realized I'd walked out to our stockyard at the edge of town. "Have you forgotten you have guests to take care of?" Her accusation hung in the air. As I filtered my thoughts to find the most appropriate response, I noticed the feeding trough. "What about here?" She didn't speak, but her darting eyes spoke volumes. "We can put blankets in the cave. They can use the feed trough for the child when it comes."
Afraid, do not be afraid. love has found its way to you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Love has found its way to you. Do not be
back to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Faith FM. We spent the afternoon preparing and cleaning. At dinner, over a stew of lamb and vegetables, I told the couple of the arrangements. "I'm sure it will be fine," said the man, who I guessed was at least 10 summers older than his very pregnant wife. It was dark when we got back to the inn, and we settled down for the night. Day had worn me out, so I slept the sleep of the prophets, until my wife jabbed me in the ribs. "Wake up! Something's happening!" I dressed and stepped outside. An unnatural light came from the direction of the manger. It's still difficult to describe what happened next. An unearthly brilliance lit the pen. Shepherds and sheep crowded around. In the midst, a newborn child, swaddled in a blanket and laying in the trough. One of the shepherds stepped aside so we could move closer. I'd seen many newborns before, including my own, but as I gazed into the face of this one, I saw something else. I looked around to see if the glow came from the stars or oil lamps. Even the stars seemed dim as his face radiated a glory the rabbis would have compared to the Shekinah of the Holy One. When the child turned towards me, I was transfixed by a pair of dark eyes that pierced deep into my soul. Just then the shepherd who'd made way jostled me. When I turned, I looked into the face of my childhood rival. Our eyes locked. But instead of the anger I'd felt earlier in the day, I felt sorrow. Sorrow for what I'd done. Sorrow for what our parents had done. I still don't know how. But in that brief moment, it seemed like all our animosities melted away. I felt, for the first time in years, a peace that I had longed for, but had never found. I looked back at the babe. I could swear he smiled.
See how the mystery wants to be known. Hear how the silence is singing a song. All your glory rained down, it's free.
Musical selections tonight include Long Way to Go from Carolyn Aaron's Christmas, The Story of Stories, Keening for the Dawn from Steve Bell's Keening for the Dawn, Do Not Be Afraid from Glenn Soderholm's Do Not Be Afraid, and All Your Glory from Carla Adolph's Lingering. And we'll finish the evening off with This Christmas, the title track from Jacob Moon's This Christmas CD.
The storm and search for the love that will keep us warm through the darker days and colder nights this Christmas. As we all rush around from place to place, you can see the questions on each face. Is this all there is? What is this? This Christmas. Timeless mystery that will not fade from our memory, that you are God with us, Emmanuel, this Christmas. In our lives of sorrow and regret, in every battle on the road ahead, still you have not left us alone this Christmas. We stand here uncomfortable. Gathered up by your only Son this Christmas. Oh, you were born for everyone, you made us your daughters and your sons, to bear us up, bring us home this Christmas. We stand here uncomprehending.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today and for listening to the Innkeeper story. If you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. Have a Merry Christmas and be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter @selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day, God bless, and have a great Christmas.
Will we bundle up to face the storm and search for the love that will keep us warm through the darker days and colder nights this Christmas? As we all rush around from place to place, you can see the questions on each face. Is this all there is? What is this? This Christmas. Well, this is the timeless mystery that will not fade from our memory. That you are God with us, Emmanuel. This Christmas. In our lives of sorrow and regret.